Ulla Atra Tom McLeod. I'm Umagamut Inuvialuk from the Inuvialuit Settlement Region. Laughing Welsh Gintuk's kids from Bar 1. Jonas Miuk's kids from Herschel Island. Donald Gordon's kids from Bar 2. They were all picked up with the same Twin Otter airplane. People in the Western Arctic will reminisce about their youth, even about the order they're picked up by the plane to be taken to residential school. As a plane was more of a novelty back then, some Inuvialuit would even spend $5 at the trading post that had become a Klavik to fly for just a few minutes. But the stories stop there. No one will talk about what happened at school. And no one will ever ask. This is the story depicted here by David Rubin McDawkins' Airplane. The abduction of children by the Canadian government from their homes, the igloo, onto the airplane and away. The artwork reminded me of a transformation like that of an Angkhok, who could use their other names to transform into an animal and fly. Specifically, it reminded me of the story of Owl Woman. A long time ago, when Inuit hunted for their livings, a man and a woman lived together as husband and wife. The man was a hunter and the woman was an Angkhok. And when the man would go out hunting, the woman, fearing for his safety, would use another name she had acquired to become an owl. As the owl, she would follow her husband on his hunting trips, while her body stayed behind resting in her bed. On one such trip, the hunter had harvested a caribou, which attracted a grizzly bear unbeknownst to him. The woman, as the owl, spotted the bear and used another of her names to become a bear herself, giving off a mighty roar, letting her husband know that there are bears in the area. He quickened his pace, butchering the caribou and loading it onto his sled, while his wife fought the bear to a standstill. The man did not want to watch the bears, as he knew what was happening, so he left as quickly as possible. He rushed back to his wife at home to find her covered in scratches and bite marks, dying from her wounds. This story is about the transformation of women to different animals. David Rubin Pictocken's Airplane also depicts a form of transformation, but not that of man to spirit, but from Inuit to something else.